Okay, so the Gemara in Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, the Mishnah discusses the kingdom that you can use in order to acquire karka, nechasim sheish lamachrayis, or metalfin, nechasim she'ein lamachrayis. So the Mishnah says that how do you acquire karka? You use a kinyan kesef, shtar, or chazaka. What do you do for this kinyan chazaka? Rashi tells you, you are a rafik beporta, you hoe a little bit in the field, or you close off the field, or you break open the field. Those are the ways that you use a kinyan chazaka. So the Mishnah says you can use a kinyan kesef shtar chazaka in order to acquire karka. How do you acquire metatlin? So the Mishnah says the only way to acquire metatlin is using a kinyan meshicha. Now the Mishnah tells you, though, there is another interesting trick that you can do, and that is that once you are acquiring karka, you can also tag on metatlin. So once you use a kinyan kesef shtar chazaka to acquire karka, you can use that also, you can tag on metatlin as well. And once you've used the kin and kesef shtar chazaka in order to acquire the karka, you've memela acquired the metatlin as well. Now, one last point in the Mishnah, and that is that there's this concept of zokagin that typically you cannot impose a shavua with respect to karka. However, you can impose a shavua with respect to metatlin. So there is a din that once Reuven manages to impose a shavua on Shimon with respect to metatlin, he can also tag on karka. He can make Shimon make a shavua on the karka as well. That's the concept of zokagin at the very last part of the Mishnah. Okay, so now, once the Mishnah has told us that you can acquire karka using kesef shtar chazaka, and you can acquire metatlin using kin meshicha, or you can use this trick, you can use this kin in agav, the Gemara wants to know what exactly is the makar for each of these kinyanim. So the makar for using kesef to acquire karka, Chizkiyah points you to a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, where the pasuk writes sados ba kesef yeknu. So that's pretty much explicit that you can use kesef to acquire sados, to acquire karka. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, keep reading on in the pasuk. The pasuk goes on to say sados ba kesef yeknu vekasov ba sefer vekasom. You write it up in a sefer, you write it up in a shtar. So it sounds like from the pasuk that you have to use a shtar as well. So it doesn't sound like you can use kesef independently in order to acquire karka. So the Gemara says, no. Read the pasuk more carefully. The pasuk says, sados b'kesef yiknu. You use the kesef to acquire sados, but then b'kesef b'sefer v'chazam. You should write up in a document a shtar raya to prove that the kinyan happened, but not that that's the thing that's actually affecting the kinyan. So that's Chizkiyah's makar to say that you can use kesef to acquire karka. Now Rav comes along and he limits this, and he says you should just know that when do we say that you can use kesef in order to acquire karka? That's only if that's the practice in that place. But if the practice in the place in the makam is to use a shtar, then you actually have to, the kinyan is not going to be effective until the shtar is written up. Why is that? Because the lokeach is not going to be so mechdas. He's not going to be happy to push through for the kinyan to go through until what he is accustomed to is what happens, until the shtar is actually written up. But of course, if they articulated that it's going to be the kesef that they use in order to make the kinyan happen, so then, of course, kesef can be used to acquire karka, and kesef independently can be used to acquire karka. And the Gemara says, in fact, Rav Yehudi Bar Avin had this shtick that he used to do, that he used to say, look, I want it to be up to me, that either the kesef can be the thing that pushes through the kinyan, or the shtar can be used to push through the kinyan. Why would he want to do that? Well, he wanted the kesef to be binding, if necessary, so that the mocher shouldn't be able to back out. And he wanted the shtar to be binding, so that he should have more time to back out from the deal. Okay, so that's all with respect to kinyan kesef. What about, what's the makar for using shtar to acquire karka? So the Gemara says, it can't be that pasuk that we quoted a moment ago from Yirmiyah, where the pasuk says, sados b'kesef yiknu v'kasov b'sefer v'chasom, you write it up in a shtar, because we've already concluded that part of the pasuk, v'kasov b'sefer v'chasom, is referring to a shtar raya, not a shtar being used to effect a kinyan. So what is the makar that you can use a shtar to effect a kinyan on karka? So the Gemara says, it's actually a different pasuk in Yirmiyah. The pasuk in Yirmiyah, Lamed Beis Yud Aleph, writes, v'ekach a sefer hamikna, that this is a sefer being used to effect a kinyan. Okay, so that's the makar that you can use shtar to acquire karka. Now Shmuel comes along and he says, actually, you should just know, that's only for shtar matana. But for mechira, you can't use a shtar for a mechira, because a mechira is not going to actually happen. The kinyan for the mechira is not going to happen until money is actually handed over. So Rav Amnuna comes along and he says, is that really true that when you are when you're doing a sale, so then the sale doesn't actually happen, the kinyan doesn't actually happen until money is handed over? The problem is that there's a brisa that seems to be contradictory to what Shmuel just said. The brisa says, how exactly do you go about using a kinyan? How exactly do you go about using a shtar to affect a kinyan? So it says you write up on this piece of paper, this piece of cheres that's worth practically nothing. You write up, sadin mechur lecha, sadin nesuna lecha. And once you do that, the mechir is pushed through. And the brisa doesn't mention anything about a transfer of money. So it seems connected what Shmuel just said. So there's two answers suggested in the Gemara. The first one is from a Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna says, actually, no, that case over there, that brisa is unique because the person is very happy to push through this kinyan. He wants it to go through very as quickly as possible. Why? Because it's very lousy land. And so the person selling his field is normally, he wouldn't want it to go through until the money is actually handed over. But in this case, he's happy for the kinyan to go through just upon drafting the shtar. And that way, the lokeach shouldn't be able to back out. That's the first suggestion given. The second suggestion is Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi explains that you misread the Braisa. The Braisa, when it writes that when you write up this document, you write Sadi Mechor Lecha, Sadi Nesun Lecha, those are not two options. You say either Sadi Mechor Lecha, that's one way of drafting the shtar, or you write Sadi Nesun Lecha, that's one statement. In other words, the Mocher is trying to, the person, what's really going on is that Reuven wants to give Karka to Shimon. He wants to give it as a matana. But he knows that if he gives it as a matana, he's giving Shimon very little koach. In other words, as follows. Suppose Reuven gives this karka to Shimon. And then Reuven really had no business giving this karka to Shimon because Reuven owed $1,000 to Levi. So now what'll happen is Levi will come over to Shimon and they'll say, I'm very sorry, but I'm going to have to seize this karka because Reuven owes me all this money. Now, if Reuven gave the karka to Shimon as a matana, well, then Shimon is not going to go back to Reuven and say, hey, it's not really fair. You gave me this gift, but Levi just took it from me. Shimon wouldn't do that if it were written up just as a matana. But if Reuven writes up this matana and he manages to formulate it as a mechira, so then if Levi were to come over to Shimon and say, hey, I'm really sorry, but I'm taking this land from you, well then Shimon could come back to Reuven and say, hey, you sold me this land and I paid you good money. Kiilu, I paid you good money for this, so please, you have to give me other land. So the reason that it's written up as Sadi Mechor Lecha, Sadi Nesun Lecha, that's one phrase, because you want this matana to have the power of a mechira. Okay, so far we've discussed the makar for kesef to be used to acquire karka, the makar for shah to be used to acquire karka. Now the Gemara goes on to discuss what's the makar to use chazaka to acquire karka. So the Gemara gives two suggestions. Chizkiya says from the pasuk in Yirmiyah, where the pasuk writes, ואני הנני יושב במצפה לעמוד לפני הכסדים אשר יבואו אלינו ואתם איספו יין וקיץ ושמן ושימו בכליכם ושבו בעריכם אשר תפסתם. That ושבו בעריכם אשר תפסתם tells us how exactly did you seize these cities? How did you acquire them? Using yeshiva, using a kinyan chazaka. Devei Rishmal actually points you to a pasuk in Sefer Devarim where the pasuk writes that when you guys cross over the Yarden to inherit the land, so it says, "V'rishtem osa v'yishavtem ba." How do you accomplish Yerusha? How do you accomplish this kinyan? Using a kinyan through yeshiva, through chazaka. So those are the two possible makars for kinyan chazaka. Now the Gemara wants to know, so what's the makar for kinyan meshicha? So the Gemara says, oh, that's a pasuk in Vayikar Chafei, where the pasuk writes, "V'chisim karu mimkar lamisecha o kano miyad amisecha." That's something that's nikna miyad liyad, something that you transfer, use a kinyan miyad liyad, a kinyan meshicha to acquire this movable, transferable item. So the only problem is that we know that there's a shita of Rav Yochanan presented in Bava Metzia, where Rav Yochanan says, actually, the only way to acquire metatlin, the way that you acquire metatlin is using, at least midaraisa, is through ma'os. We say, dvar Torah, ma'os, konos. And if that's the case, the big problem is going to be this Mishnah over here. The Mishnah says explicitly that the only way to acquire Mashiach is using, the only way to acquire Metathlin is using a Kenny Mashiach. So how does Rabbi Yochanan deal with this Mishnah? So the Gemara explains that's because the Mishnah is telling you that Takanas Chachamim, there was a Takanas Chachamim that the only method for Kenyan that Chazal wanted you to be able to use to acquire Metathlin is Kenny Mashiach. Why is that? Because of the following scenario. Suppose Reuven wants to buy Shimon's wheat. And Shimon's wheat is sitting in his basement. So Reuven gives $1,000 to Shimon for that wheat, and he doesn't get around to picking up the wheat for a little bit of time. So what happens in the interim is that a fire breaks out in Shimon's house, and all that wheat is consumed by the fire. So Reuven comes over to Shimon and says, "Where's my wheat?" And Shimon says, "I'm really sorry, but all that wheat was burned up." The problem is that all that wheat was already acquired by Reuven, so it's really Reuven's wheat already. So Reuven's stuck, and now he's $1,000 out because of all that wheat that was his already. He just didn't get around to taking it. So therefore, Chazal were masakin. Because of this, Gezeiro Hashem Yomer Lo Nisrefu Chitecha Ba'aliyah, because of that concern, Chazal didn't want Reuven to actually have acquired that wheat until he was Moshech, until he did a Kinei Mashiach. And that's where this Mishnah comes in. One last point, the Gemara says, what's the makar for this Kinyan Agav? So that you can acquire Metalton by tagging them onto the karka that you're acquiring using kin kesef shtar chazaka. So Chizkiya points you to this pasuk in Devar Yamim where it says Vayitan lehem aviyim matanos rabos lekesef lezav lemeknos, that their father gave them all kinds of this by the Bnei Yoshafat. Their father gave them all kinds of matanos, and it says he gave it to them im arei mitzuros along with these cities. So he tagged on these matatlin to the karka. Okay.